A reopened school in Israel has seen a wave of COVID infection after allowing kids to remove their masks, a recent report indicates. Yet studies of spread in households and the fact that kids are largely not as severely affected by COVID has empowered others to assert that schools should open. Erin Millstone, a pediatric infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
Although the risks of kids spreading it to each other may be perceived by some as low because the complications of children may seem less risky than they are in adults, that is a little bit blind to the risk that those kids in school are imposing on their teachers and all the other staff at schools that may have diabetes or have other comorbidities that will put them at increased risk for infection. I caution people in saying that children don't play a role and it's safe to send kids back to school because they're not a driver of this infection.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.